What is up, everybody? This is MGM Marketabilities Podcast. My name is Lucas. In this episode, I'm going to talk about how marketing can possibly save someone's life. Yeah. Marketing can save lives. I'm telling you this right now, okay? So, but before we do that, please like, subscribe, leave us a comment down below what you think of the episode, past episodes, whatever. And if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, we would love to have you. And don't forget to visit growingmediamarketing.com. We'd love to work with you, alongside you, for you, whichever one works best. Anyways, okay, so how marketing can save lives. Okay, so let's just start with the first and most simplest part of it, okay? Let's say you run a business that helps people do example, whatever. Doesn't matter what it is. Maybe you just help somebody do it, okay? And if you're not marketing that, aka putting yourself out there, putting yourself in front of people, whether it be over email, social media, I don't know, whatever, TV, there's so many different ways. Anyways, if you're not doing that, that person has no idea you exist. They cannot be helped by you because you've never met them. And so they are living with the problem that they currently have because you decided not to market yourself properly. Okay, so that's the first thing, is that the person has a big problem. You can fix it with your business, with your consulting, with your coaching, with your product, whatever it is. And you're doing a disservice by not marketing that. That sucks. Okay. Now, second way that marketing saves lives. Okay. So say you run a business and maybe it's just by yourself. Maybe it's with your spouse, maybe with your kids or something, right? It's just kind of like, it's just a family business, right? And it's cool. You guys can make a good living. It's fun. It's easy. But you decided that you wanted to do more, right? Like, you, maybe you like, man, I wish my business was a little bit bigger. I wish I didn't have to do all these little things on the side. Well, if you started marketing, you could hire someone. Okay. And guess what? There's probably someone that you could hire that's stuck in a job that they don't even like, that they don't appreciate doing, that they have no passion for, who would have a passion for what they would be doing for you and your business. Hence, you'd be saving their life, okay? Because ultimately, what we're doing week in and week out matters, okay? To our energy levels, to our consciousness, to our spiritual life, everything, it matters, okay? And so if you're working a job or you're working something that you really don't like, then you get this opportunity to do something that you really do like and that you could have a lot of fun doing, and that it doesn't feel every part of it doesn't feel like work to you. And you can offer that to someone. Like, you're literally pulling them out of a rut. Okay. You're literally in their eyes, you're saving their life by giving them this opportunity to work with you. Okay. But that won't happen if you don't market properly, because you won't get enough business to hire somebody. If you don't get enough business to hire somebody, then you don't have enough money to pay somebody to take the things off your plate that you shouldn't be doing in the first place. So, okay, that's the second example, okay? Now, here is the third, and you guys are probably like, well, you know, you haven't really saved anybody's life. In a way, we have, right? Because I think people die earlier if they have less purpose. Anyway, that's a whole different podcast topic for a different day. But here's the last one. So we do, here at Growing Media, we do a marketing for a non-for-profit. And we've done a few. Like, we've done some non-for-profit stuff. And this particular non-for-profit builds wells in Africa. And I am just beyond proud of them. That they're going to utilize money for us to help them with their marketing, so that we can tell people about, hey, what they're doing, what it's doing over in Africa. You know, like, we obviously take advantage of what we have every day, but we don't realize what people don't have, okay? And in Africa, there's a lot of places in Africa that people don't have water, clean water. And so we have the opportunity to help them. And they took the leap and they took the risk to pay us money to produce content to get more donations. Okay. Now we don't charge them our normal rate because it's a non-for-profit, but needless to say, the marketing that they have chosen to do, the time that they've chosen to sacrifice for us to come shoot videos, for us to be like, hey, we should do this type of thing or this type of thing, or this is what we need to make these videos, is insane because it has grown so much. I mean, they're doing hundreds and hundreds of wells each year because of the marketing that we're helping them with. And they wouldn't even be possible. Like, we're literally saving, like, I don't even know how many people. I know there's probably a statistic somewhere on there of each village that gets, you know, well, it saves approximately this many hundred or thousands of lives, okay? Because they have clean water, okay? And so think even further into that of like, man, if I actually built a business, or if I built things up, or if I, you know, did this or put myself out there, I could actually help people. Like, help people. Like, marketing will sometimes, I know there's a bad side to marketing. I know there's a sleazy side. I know there's a side to it where it's like, we're just trying to get a quick money grab, or, you know, but there's the other side of marketing where it's like, we want to help people. We want to pick people out of their current situation or their current problem and bring them into, you know, the next level, or bring them out of that, right? And man, like that's why, like, it's funny that people knock on churches who do marketing. It's like, what? Like, wouldn't you? Wouldn't, like, if you had something good to say, if you had something that could help people bring them out of their current situation, their current consciousness that is tearing them apart from the inside out, wouldn't you show that to them? Like, wouldn't you want to tell people about that? And so start marketing somehow, like putting out content, even if it's simple. If you guys want help growing media marketing, we love doing this thing where we set you up for like three straight months. And because, like, you need about 3 months of consistency to really reveal what's working, what's not working, what direction you need to go with your marketing. Okay. Where we create enough content for you for 90 days. And let me tell you, it's always a game changer. We've actually had some of our clients, after we do that first initial 90 days, they're like, hold on, we got to slow down because I can't handle this amount of work. AKA, they need to hire somebody and change their life, right? And so if you guys need help with that, we would love to help you. And we work within most budgets. You know, it doesn't matter if you're posting once a week or if you're posting, you know, seven times a week. You just need to get consistent on what you're providing and showing in like how often you're showing yourself to your audience. Because once they get used to that, I'm telling you, things will take off. They take off every single time. Okay. So on the next podcast episode, I'm actually going to talk about this 90-day period of what kind of goes on. Here at Growing Media, we love to do 3 months. Like, we always tell people 3 months. We don't lock them into that. Like, you don't have to be locked into that, but we tell them that, like, you know, you can't just try something for a month or 2 weeks and expect insane results. Like, you have to be consistent for a little bit. 3 months. 3 months of time is nothing, okay? But you have to be consistent for at least a few months to really show people that you're serious and that, in, you know, to gain that trust factor. It's like, cause I mean, you guys see videos every day, right? Of people marketing to you or to other people. Doesn't mean that you trust them. Like, there's no reason for you to trust them if you just see a couple of videos, but people need to see you over time. So that's why we do 3 months, or that's why we tell all of our clients, hey, do 3 months. And then we'll adjust and reevaluate. Anyways, I'm going to do a whole podcast episode on this next, on what goes on within that first 90 days and what we need to optimize, what we need to change and everything. So be on the lookout for that. That's coming up next. And again, like, subscribe. We would love to hear from you guys. And yeah, if you guys want to be on the podcast episode, we love having guests. We don't have enough guests on our podcast episode. So hit us up, leave us a comment, leave us a message on Instagram or Facebook or something. Send us an email. We would love to have you on. All right. We'll see you on the next episode.